USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq, the Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Opening the Senate, McConnell continues,
for too long, this evil man operated without constraint, and countless innocents have suffered for it.
Top military officials are confirming that at least 3,000 troops are being sent to the Middle East as tensions continue to rise, and President Trump will deliver remarks at an Evangelicals for Trump coalition launch Friday evening. The event taking place just outside of Miami, the president will then head back to his Mar-a-Lago resort for the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Lawmakers in Tennessee are announcing a new bill that would require transgender student-athletes to play sports based on their gender at birth. With a look at how the big cable news networks fared in 2019, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year. It continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In a rare and candid interview, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is opening up about what it's like to have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Trebek was diagnosed with the aggressive cancer in March and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatment since then.
As soon as the doctor came back and mentioned the pancreas, I said, oh, it's going to be cancer. And throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. Maybe I am courageous. Way to go, Alex.
Trebek also talks about why he announced he had cancer on Jeopardy.
I just wanted to get ahead of the tabloids because I knew they would emphasize and misrepresent what was happening to me. And you've seen some of the headlines in the tabloids. You know, he's not going to make it to Christmas. Okay, I'll show them I am going to make it and beyond.
And finally, it was on this date back in 1990 when Panama's General Manuel Noriega, after holing up for 10 days at the Vatican Embassy in Panama City, surrenders to U.S. military troops to face charges for drug trafficking. The former dictator was sentenced in 1992 to drug trafficking, money laundering, and racketeering. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.